Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine part two for this November 8th, 2022. It is 11:31 on the clock. Have your host, James, here, and it's time to talk real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors. We have in studio with us Mr. J.R. Seward. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, James. Yeah,
always good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Hard to believe it's November and that Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And wow, I mean, where has this year gone?
It's crazy. We've got a bunch to get to today, JR. We always have a market update for everybody. We wanted to start the show with something special to our audience. Before we get to that, I have to say, I mean to do this almost every time you've joined us, and I have never really remembered to do that. We get a lot of great people in here from Morning Magazine over the years. JR's got to be top three best dressed every time he comes in. You have good style, sir. I've never had a chance to compliment you on it. You always dress impeccable.
Like, well,
I want to know
you.
Who your tailor
you
is. Whoever is dressing you, you have to hook me up with them. Always look good.
There is actually a little history behind that. My uncle, his family is originally from Italy, so we have that in common.
Yes.
And, of course, Italians are known for... What? Their
style.
Their style.
Their clothes.
Clothes,
yes.
Their shoes,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So my mother's family, they're going to be celebrating over 100 years of their shoe store business in Kenosha coming up and opening a new location. And
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh, that's awesome.
Chiappetta Shoes is the name.
Very cool. So, nice shout out to them. Yeah, that's really neat.
So anyways, that's probably some influence there.
Sure. You know, very cool. I love the
given
that
heritage.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I didn't even know we had that connection either. Yeah. That's awesome. That's very funny. You did want to make sure to get to something when we first started out here, JR, to our audience.
I did. James, I'd like to invite our audience, any of our listeners that are out there, to call in today with their real estate-related questions. We don't oftentimes have time to do that, so I'd like to create that space, you know, in our show. And, you know, any things that they need to know from you in terms of how to do that. And
just call up 424-2600. We're all set and ready to go for anybody that wants to call in with real estate questions for JR. As we're going along here in the half an hour and giving our market update and that kind of thing, if you want to call up at any point, don't feel like you're interrupting. Please call right in. We can always get right back to where we were.
That's a great point. And so you might have to, you know, be on hold just for a moment, you know, so for us to finish a sentence or a thought.
Yes.
But we'd love to take that question.
And so please feel free to call up with your real estate questions, 424-2600. For now, let's get into a market update, JR, because it is wild right now. Every time you join us, it is. But this is a little more than normal here.
Definitely a changing time.
Yeah.
There's changing market conditions. Our listeners, of course, are hearing all sorts of things on the news, and no matter how they, you know, receive that information.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure that they don't become unnecessarily alarmed. And I say that to both people that own property and those that are considering owning property, because they may miss an opportunity if they are making their decision based on misinformation as it relates to our local market. You know, buying a home, selling a home is probably one of the largest financial decisions that our listeners are going to make. And so it's very, very important that they have good information to make that decision. And that's where we come in as a trusted real estate advisor. We want to equip them with that information that's specific to their property, to their situation. And there's so many variables in a real estate transaction. I was talking with some clients, you know, just yesterday, And in that conversation, it was a discussion regarding what should I do and what's the impact going to me from a tax standpoint. Mm-hmm. Because in this particular case, it was a income property or an investment property. Mm. And how does that weigh into the decision? And then there's the family that might have a mom and dad's house or grandma's house, and maybe it was already titled in the kid's name. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many different variations, and so there's no one answer in terms of this is what you need to do that's going to be across the board. We want to know what your situation is and then help you with that.
It's part of the reason why whenever you see those national numbers about real estate, it's so important, no matter what you're seeing or reading, you know, do a little digging, reach out to Coldwell Banker, your realtors, a trusted, reliable realtor, mm-hmm. and get the information for your zip code, for your area, because it could be very different than what you're seeing nationally. It might not be, but you're not going to know unless you reach out and find out from people. And I have to touch on something else, JR.
Go right ahead.
That on a day like today, it's an election day, and we hear that the false news and misinformation, a lot of these terms. As an outsider looking in at the real estate industry, I would say one of the most vital things about it is reputation. Mm-hmm. It's such a vital, important part. Mm-hmm. You're not in business in real estate for very long if you build a bad reputation, if you burn bridges and that kind of thing.
So true.
Jared, would you mind reminding us how long Sierra Realtors have been around?
We're going to be coming up on our 90th year.
Yeah, 90 years. 90 years, you're not probably getting away with that if you're, shortchanging people and not doing your job right and everything.
That's very true. Well, thanks for pointing that out.
You're a trusted source for a reason. You've been doing this for 90 years for a reason. Somebody like JR, who literally grew up in this industry, knows it inside and out. JR and his team are not going to just tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you the reality of the situation. Not going to try to scare you or anything like that, mm-hmm. but try to give you correct information and help you make the decisions case by case wise.
Yeah, based on their situation and like you said, so that they can make the best possible decision for themselves. If I can use an analogy, you get a report every day on how the stock market has performed, you know, mm-hmm. where the Dow is at. You know, it's that, you know, type of report. Mm-hmm. But does that mean that every stock was down?
Right. Yeah. No.
Does it mean if it's up that every stock is up? Right. Well, it's the same thing with the real estate market. Not as volatile, of course, you know, but same in that zip code wise, mm-hmm. right, is like that. This stock performed well, right? Or this stock, you know, is trending in a negative direction. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing in this business. So when our listeners end up hearing things like sellers are having to make major concessions, prices are falling, mm-hmm. that type of thing, I think we're going to see when I go into this update today. That is not the case in our zip code.
Yeah.
Not the case in our greater Wisconsin Rapids area, which includes multiple zip codes.
Right.
So let's talk about that.
Okay.
So overall, one of the things that we track is number of properties that have sold each year. Mm-hmm. In fact, I have a graph that I've been doing for over 10 years where we track those overall sales, and year over year, this will be the first year that the number of homes that have sold is less than the year before.
Huh.
The market is down by 12% in terms of number of properties that have sold. Now, one might assume, you know, very easily that it is because of higher interest rates, you know, or because the market has changed and go that direction with their thinking because of what they're hearing in the national news.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't be further from the truth. At this particular point, it's more a lack of available homes.
Yeah.
And there, our market is, and we've talked about this in, you know, prior market updates.
Yeah.
Our market did not have the building going on to keep up with the demand and new inventory being created as a result of new construction.
Mm-hmm.
And so that has caught up with us. And it is also, though, going to protect us. And I'd, you know, when you're looking at things that are changing, there's always some benefits in that change.
Right.
And somewhere. Sometimes you have to look harder than others, right?
Silver linings are not always shining. Yes,
That's very, very true. And there is a silver lining for our market area. We've seen significant year-over-year increases in the average sale price for our market, which means that values have gone up. And you're going to see that in my next, you know, point. So even though the number of homes sold this year right now is at 501 versus 567 a year ago through the month of October, it's not the higher interest rate or market changing conditions. In fact, our sold price to list price ratio is still higher than it was last year at this time.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You know, so even though the number of home sales are down, you can't just look at that. You have to look at the overall conditions. Yeah. The average sale price to list price ratio for our market area is 102% for residential property.
That's incredible.
And last year at this time was 101. So that has not, you know, been hit. The average sale price, this one shocked me. Yeah. I thought for sure that, well, it has been leveling off, but I thought for sure we were going to see this month it going the other direction.
Yeah.
It has not. The average sale price went up again in the month of November, and it's now at $188,862, so call it $189,000.
Yeah.
And last year at this time it was $170,000. That's an 11% increase year over year. So that's like if you have a $200,000 house, it's almost 1% a month. I mean, you know, 12% would be, you know, 1% a month.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be like that if you own a $200,000 home, if it's appreciating at 1% a month, each month it's appreciating by $2,000. That's you know, to me a message, not that you're buying real estate as a investment to hold and sell like maybe a stock, but it is saying this is still a good long-term investment, and you get the benefit of owning your own home and the enjoyment that comes along with that.
I've mentioned it before. Many my friends in the acting community who have a long career in that, there is no like 401k plan. There is no real retirement plan for entertainers or musicians or a lot of these things. Many of the people that I know in those industries buy real estate, buy an apartment in New York or buy this because they know it's going to increase in value more than likely. There's that part of it, but they also, well, I work in New York. I also work in L.A. I need an apartment in both places, so it's a bit of both. It is, yes, I need a place to stay, but also it's great to have an investment that I can get out of my place. You get a two-for-one kind of thing with it. So I don't think anybody, even if you're not looking to move anytime soon or anything, it never hurts to know, hey, my house has improved in value and that kind of thing.
And it has, and rents have gone up. So if you know of people that are renting right now or have, most importantly, probably been looking for a place to rent, there's a shortage.
Yes.
And the prices have gone up significantly.
It is getting closer and closer to a time where I think I don't think it's far-fetched to say you're going to have more people owning homes than renting. We're just getting more and more with the rise of rent, and you know, it's not just rent, but it's making the down payment or all those kind of things. There's such an added-on thing with renting and all this stuff, and you're spending all this money, and you don't even own those four walls around you.
You don't have anything to show for it other than the use of it. That's very, very true. And along that line, as long as you brought that up, for those listeners that are out there or for family members or friends that they know, you know, please pass on. If you take a look at what the cost of rents are now, and in many cases you're talking anywhere from, you know, $700 to $1,000 a month, they can still own a home in our market area. Mm-hmm. And there are some loan programs available that can help them with the down payment portion of it. There's one program that is income-based, but you don't have to be low-income. Moderate income, in many cases, still qualify, and it's called the Rural Development Program. And you can literally get 100% financing and not have to have a lot of cash up front to go into that program. So if any of our listeners or people they know are interested in finding out more about that, please give us a call and we can connect them then with lenders that offer that type of a program. And that's just one program.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with JRC. We're at Coal Banker Sear Realtors. I think about people like my mom and dad who had to wait so long and work so hard to be able to finally own their own home. They did that happened for them much later in life, their late 30s, early 40s. My oldest, my daughter Bria, who's 26, her and her fiance just bought a house earlier this month, around there. They're moved in. They're up in the Point area.
Okay.
And it's a great place, really cool place. But it's so like cool to see that dream happening sooner for a lot of young families.
That's great to hear. I mean, that's something that's going to, you know, serve them well, you know, their future. It's going to give them an opportunity to build wealth, even if it's a home that they don't stay in for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. It's going to put them further ahead in the wealth building process because they did this now when they're 26.
Yeah, it's and I'm glad you mentioned that too about, I think sometimes you think, oh, I'm going to buy a house. This is where I'm going to live the rest of my life. It doesn't have to be that. It can be that, certainly.
Nope.
But it doesn't have to be that, especially as some of the numbers that JR is giving you here. It's never been a better time to be in, you know, whether it's selling or looking for a home.
I would say, and this is a kind of a broad brush, you know, but if you're planning on being in a particular area, and I don't mean that an area of town, but like in our area, you know, 25 mile radius, you know, type of thing, for 2 years or longer, you definitely should be looking at ownership, because you're going to be further along than you would be if you didn't do that. Yeah. And instead of waiting to settle down, right?
Yeah.
And that's when I'm going to do that. I'm going to wait until I'm going to be married, or I'm going to wait until we have kids or whatever. That you're going to be not as far, you know, as you would have been if you went forward with that home ownership decision.
Some of us that have been waiting just have never seemed to settle down, James. So you know, definitely don't take do the opposite of me.
Do you resemble that remark?
Not too much, but I definitely hit close to home. That's for sure. Have we touched on average days on market?
We haven't.
Okay.
So average days on market have been creeping up, and I'd like to elaborate on that a little bit. So people's perspective is always based on their experience, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't tell you how many times in the last 30 days since you and I met that I've heard a buyer say, well, that home's been on the market for 3 weeks. Something must be wrong with it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, where does that perspective come from?
Yeah.
It comes from the fact that we were in a market where things were selling in the first couple of days that it hit the market, multiple offers,
right?
And that has slowed down. So that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with that home.
Yeah.
It just means that we're in a different time in the market. And the very fact that the sales are still running, you know, at 102% of asking price is an indication that prices haven't fallen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the market has slowed, but don't be scared off by something that's been on the market 60 or 90 days, because that's going to change. In fact, a year ago, and the market was even stronger then, and interest rates were lower then, the days on market were 69 a year ago.
That's okay. That is just so wild to me,
isn't it?
That is really something, huh?
And that's why I like doing this for our listeners. Yeah. You know, having this conversation with you, James, because things aren't always as they appear. Yeah. You need to look carefully.
Absolutely, and honestly, I think one of the best things that you do, along with bringing these numbers and this data to us, is the where we are now, where we were a year ago. That kind of comparison. Especially with this industry, it helps more than I think we even realize sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure, for sure.
Where for next land sales? Want to get into that?
Yeah, okay. Earlier in the year, we knew that they were running behind last year. Didn't know if that was going to recover, if that was going to change. It is not. We're far enough into the year, obviously, now that we can say, nope, this year is down on land sales.
Yeah.
26% to be exact. And so I'm looking at that and speculation on my part, but I believe that contractor shortage, building material backlogs earlier in the year, rising interest rates may be impacting people's decisions to buy and build.
Mm-hmm.
And there was quite a run on land sales last year. Mm-hmm. It ramped way up. So in looking further back than last year, I think they're more normalized. I think there was a rise, mm-hmm. and now we're getting back to more
normal
levels. The market's
corrected itself a bit. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. Hmm. Yep.
It does make me, you know, a common theme when we get together is certainly inventory. And I've been thinking a lot about this and doing a little digging on it more and more over the last couple of months. And we've seen a rise of people talking about, you know, we need more people in the food, fast food industry or the restaurant industry or that. And the focus being so much on those industries of lack of workers. Mm-hmm. I hope we can put a little more focus on the construction industry and how much we need more people in that industry as well.
We do.
It's a great job. It's a great career. My family, you know, built its stock on construction and doing that kind of work. It's the first work I ever did in this world was with my hands and doing that kind of work. It's very rewarding. There are many places my dad to this day will drive past and take pride in that he had a little bit to do with that building being made or something like that.
Sure, sure.
It's such a great, rewarding industry and can encourage people enough to go into it or look into it at the very least.
Most definitely. And we've got some great programs at our technical college. So if somebody doesn't have the benefit of a father, uncle, you know, brother, cousin that can extend that invitation to them. And I can tell you from the contractors that I know, the general contractors, they are begging for people who are interested in that field. And so there is a great opportunity for those individuals that are considering a career change or starting a new career altogether.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only a rewarding but financially beneficial career to get into. It's not a job, it's a career. It's something that you can do for a very long time. Commercial sales, I wanted to touch on. Is there some good news there?
Wow. I'm so excited to share this with our listeners, but it's up 30% year over year. This isn't just, it was, you know, climbing, you know, each and every month. Didn't know if it was going to be sustainable. Didn't know if it was just a couple of, you know, more sales because the numbers are a lot lower.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, is this a trend or not? Is there enough data to really make that prediction? And I find it fascinating, with it being up 30%, total number of commercial sales in our market has been 30 this year versus 26 the year before, is that it's always trailing residential.
Mm-hmm.
at least what I've seen in my career.
Right.
They don't always, you know, timing-wise follow the same thing. And so the housing market has been in a run, you know, for 4 to 5 years. Now we're starting to see some of that commercial. And what I'm excited about is that we're seeing some, you know, national brands that are coming into the market, which means the data that they're seeing about this market is saying this is a good market that has an upside. So that's a good message to our homeowners too, and people that are considering, you know, is this a place that I want to live?
You know, this is one of the reasons why I recommend this interview for everybody to listen to, even if you're not buying or selling a home. This kind of information, this kind of data affects you. Even if you're not one of those people in that realm or anything, real estate, for one, it's just interesting, I think. But it also can affect so many things that you just touched on there, JR, that is going to apply to you whether you're a homeowner or not, whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or not. That's information that can really be vital to you and to our community, really, and help you make choices as you go along with your business or just your day-to-day life.
Just as you said, James, it impacts, real estate actually impacts 17% of our gross national product. And years ago, and I haven't looked recently to see if the Wisconsin Realtors Association has done this again, but every real estate transaction generated approximately on average, right? Okay, so this is for the entire state. About $70,000 in additional ripple effect economy. And that, you know, remodeling prices, carpet cleaning, you know,
all adds up.
You know, homeowners insurance. I mean, not that you end up each person spending that amount of money, but when you do that, it affects not only that person that you spent money with, but what then that person or company ended up, you know, doing with that money. So it's it does affect us all, and it's a very, very important part of our economy. Overall market is down by 12% in number of all types of properties sold. However, the dollar volume, because of that large increase in the residential average sale price, is running even with last year.
Interesting. How does that, like, I'm not going to try to ask you to forecast anything, JR, but looking ahead next year as we're wrapping up this year, and it's crazy to think that, of course, are we seeing anything that is going in a certain direction, or we can, like, you know, kind of not predict, but kind of like, well, I would imagine that it's going to go this way?
I feel that unless there's some large economic, you know, collapse that is beyond our control, and it's going to be impacted by, you know, things that are outside of our market area, that prices are going to level off. I do not predict that we're going to see a huge correction in the market. And what is going to protect us from that is there is still a shortage of properties available. So the message I'd like to leave our listeners with is that if they are, if they're planning on moving because of resizing, up or down, right? Family change, job change, time of life change, whatever it may be, right? It is still an excellent time to sell. And don't don't wait until the spring.
Yeah.
There is still some great opportunities right now. We don't know where things are going to be at post-election. We don't know how many additional interest rate rises there will be. Those things do impact the market. So there's a great opportunity for people that are thinking of selling. So
if people want to follow up and have more questions or want to know more, JR, how can they get in touch with you?
Please give us a call at 715-424-4800 or give us shoot us an email or contact us through our website at coldwellbankerseward.com, and we'll start the conversation. We'll meet with you, figure out what your situation is, and help you in planning out the right time for you.
Always appreciate the time, JR. Already looking forward to the next month and doing this again.
Great. Well, look forward to it, and have a great Thanksgiving with your family.
Oh, you too, JR.
We have a lot to be thankful for.
Agreed. You have a good one, too. And we'll be back tomorrow with more Morning Magazine, and keep it right here for election coverage 24/7 right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.